You're listening to The Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Doug Haldeman. If you'd like to reach us on our off-air number, you can call us, or you can also visit our website at DougHaldeman.com, DougHaldeman.com. Also, be sure and visit our Facebook page. Look up Doug Haldeman Show on Facebook. Hit that like button. You'll see the posts from all of our blogs. Each one of these segments turns into a blog post on there. Want to welcome back to the air. We have Paul Exarhu and Liz Henderson from Coal Banker Gundaker. And you guys are in Wildwood Chesterfield office, and you guys are experts on condos and villas. And let's jump into this. And we've talked a lot about the specifics of them. And now let's actually talk about the lending side a little bit, because as you guys are doing the real estate side, how often have you had to deal with lenders that didn't really know what they were doing when it came to asking the right questions on condos and villas? Paul, have you dealt with that?
Well, we have. And I believe that once we send them and get them the resale certificate, they should stay right in touch with us and let us know. We don't want to have to chase them down. We need to know. We want them to respond to every call we make immediately, and just as we respond to our clients. And so we need, because this is all a matter of time. We have to act very quickly here, because once that buyer receives that resale certificate, they can still walk away if they are not happy with the financials.
They have 5 days from the time they see it.
So we want to be sure that the mortgage company is in tune with all this, and that we're all on the same page.
And the mortgage company needs to review the resale as well, and to make sure that it's a financial, it's financially good for them to loan on the property.
Well, and some of the differences in the types of loans that people get are extremely important here. So let's take FHA first. So as an example with FHA, a condo has to be on the approved list with FHA.
Yes.
The whole complex has to be on the approved list. And a lot of them have been kicked off that list. And once they're kicked off, you cannot get an FHA loan on it. And lots of condos are in the price range of first-time home buyers. And if they can't get FHA loans, it's going to be difficult to sell. And so how do they get kicked off of it? Well, here are some of the rules. Okay, one of the rules used to be that you couldn't have more than 10% of the units owned by any one individual. They did away with that. Okay, fortunately, they did away with it to become a little bit more lenient. And they said that at least 50% have to be owner-occupied.
Right.
Okay, so only 50% can be rentals. So there can be one owner that owns even up to 49% of it, because if one owner owns 49%, then that means the other half is better be owned by owner-occupants. Okay, mm-hmm. So you better have at least 50% owner-occupants, or they'll get kicked out of it, because then if it's all rentals, then it is really just an apartment complex at that point. Also, the delinquency requirements. Okay, so no more than 15% of the owners can be delinquent. Now, it used to be that no more than 15% could be 30 days delinquent, and now FHA is lighting that up to move to 60 days delinquent. So if some people get 30 days down, they can deal with that if 15%, but now they can't be over 60 days down, more than 15% of them. No waivers are allowed on that either, so that's a big deal. People need to be paying their HOA fees on time, or that complex is going to be in jeopardy. Okay, and the rules of new construction are a little bit different too, that they give them a little bit more leniency on new construction to get complexes established, that they'll have more leniency. And when it comes to conventional loans, so that's loans that get sold to Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, here's where those loans really get differentiated. Is you'll see, as a lender like Cherry Creek, for instance, Cherry Creek Mortgage, we're in the top 25 lenders in the country, and we sell directly to Fannie Mae and directly to Freddie Mac. So we have a full-time person on staff that just does these approvals for us. Okay, so they don't have approved complexes, but they'll have spot approvals that each lender has to do, so that we have to examine all the financials that you ladies mentioned. Take those resale certificates. We get the condo cert filled out, and we look at all the financials. We have to see the insurance policies. We have to analyze each of those things to know, is this complex eligible to be sold to Fannie Mae or sold to Freddie Mac? And here's one of the benefits of our company, is we get to actually make that decision by looking at it, knowing what the requirements are. If we had to sell all of our loans, or if we had to broker all of our loans, it wouldn't be done in-house. It'd be sent off to some other company that has to sit there and review it, that you don't have a relationship with them. It might take them a month to do it. It might take more. You don't know.
Right.
And they may not be willing to ask further questions to make sure that, that a complex can get qualified that should. And I think that that's pretty vital. I mean, I think that that's
it's a big advantage to have someone like your company that is able to do that, because time is always of the essence when you're dealing with contracts and loans. So
VA also is important to mention that they're like FHA and that they have their own approved list also. So if you're a veteran and you want to get a VA loan, you better make sure that the condo that you want to buy is on that approved list.
Correct. Because, you know, a lot of times if you need to know as an agent what your buyer, what kind of loan they're going to get, because you don't want to show them several condos and then find out the one that they love is not approved FHA or VA. So you
right.
need to know that before you put a buyer in your car, know what kind of loan they're going to get.
That's very, very good advice, because somebody could waste an immense amount of time. And if somebody only has 3.5% down and they have to do an FHA loan.
Right.
You better find a condo that they can.
And because they'll be heartbroken. They have their heart set on something, and then they find out they can't buy it, and you're heartbroken for them. So we have to clear up all that at the beginning.
Right. Psychologically,
it's
one of those reasons to not show people houses that are out of their price range, because they're always going to look better than the ones that are in their price range.
Absolutely.
It's hard to go down at that point.
Absolutely.
Very, very hard to go down. You know, we've seen so many different situations with this, and your condos are so different than villas, because villas are typically PUDs, or planned unit developments. Requirements on PUDs are much more lenient. Okay? And many single-family, like, detached housing units, like a normal neighborhood, are also PUDs, and people don't even know it. And at closing, they'll sign a PUD rider that gets recorded with the deed of trust, and people always ask the question, what is this? You know, why does it get recorded? And you ladies mentioned it earlier that it's a requirement by Missouri law,
right,
that's included at closing, and it tells some of the guidelines around it. So what does a PUD mean? It basically means that it's a planned unit development. There are usually amenities for the neighborhood. Even if it's all single family houses, there may be some common areas like a clubhouse, maybe a swimming pool and things like that, tennis courts that the neighborhood gets to use. There may even be a playground, and those are nice amenities. And they're probably not as extreme of amenities as what you get on villas, where all the maintenance is taken care of.
Right. Villas, yes, you can get a lot. And some villas do have the pools and the tennis courts and all of that. So that's definitely something that, you know, you want to think about before you move into a villa or a condo.
The insurance requirements is another one that I think people have to be very aware of when they're doing their budgeting. So on a condo...
Oh, yeah.
Because they only own from the walls in, typically the association insures from the walls out. So the roof, everything exterior is covered by that insurance. So your insurance on a condo is very, very cheap. You know, we'll see it very similar to contents insurance or renter's insurance. The worst is going to happen inside may be, you know, a little fire on the stove or something. You know, it's typically not going to be catastrophic. Where with a villa, you may have to still cover everything outside. You might not. You really have to know the difference between them.
Yeah, and it varies from complex to complex. So know what is covered by your insurance, in every complex that you look at.
Like with Picardy, how do they handle that there? What do they cover on their insurance?
Picardy, you do not have to be responsible for the inside walls. The homeowner's insurance covers the inside walls. You are worried they will cover all the everything that was there when you bought that villa will be covered. And you are just really worried about your contents. And right now it's Picardy. They carry a very good policy, and they have been with the same company since the beginning. And so we... They feel very, very good about their insurance, and their premiums are quite low.
Very good. Well, too, what if you're in the market for a condo, if you're in the market for a villa, if you're in the market for a townhome, if any of those things have ever appealed to you, or if you want to find out more information, I would urge you to go with an expert in that field. Okay, I would urge you to call Paul Exarhu and Liz Henderson, mother-daughter team from Coldwell Banker Gundaker in Chesterfield Wildwood. I'm going to make sure, ladies, that all of your information is on our website. If they visit DougHaldeman.com, it's DougHaldeman.com, and look for Paul Exarhu and Liz Henderson from CBG.
Thanks ladies, for having us.
Oh, ladies, I definitely appreciate you coming in. It's great
Thank
information.
Thank you for having us. We've really enjoyed being here. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, and thanks for everything that you do for the community. So thank you. So don't forget, just a reminder for you, next Sunday at 4 p.m., you won't want to miss the Doug Haldeman Show here on FM News Talk 97.1. Becoming a financial juggernaut is as simple as listening every Sunday at 4 p.m., modeling the advice of the experts, and implementing your personal plan. See you next week.